Welcome to Celebrate Your Life with host Liz Dawn. Take a journey with Liz as she opens the door to deep and intimate conversations with some of the world's finest spiritual teachers of our time. Welcome to Celebrate Your Life.
Woohoo! And welcome to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. And we are so honored to have our own radio show on vividlife.me. And that is the platform that hosts the Celebrate Your Life radio show. And a special shout out to Shane Travis, who is the founder and creator of Vivid Life, for creating such a fantastic platform for thought-provoking radio shows and also inspiring articles and all these. It's just a fantastic platform. So make sure you visit vividlife.me. That's www.vividlife.me. And thank you, Shane, for tithing your time to this amazing project. All right, so for those of you who are joining us for the very first time, my name is Liz Dawn, and I am the co-founder of a company called Mishka Productions. If you're not familiar with Mishka Productions, go ahead and visit our website at celebrateyourlife.org. Again, our website is www.celebrateyourlife.org. And in a nutshell, Mishka Productions was created literally with a phone line on an old desk in my mother's dining room in her little townhouse in downtown Scottsdale, Arizona. I had absolutely no business background. My mom was a psychotherapist, and to make a long story short, we were literally just thrown in to this company called Mishka Productions and working with high-profile, best-selling authors in the spiritual, metaphysical, holistic health, and personal growth arenas. And so we started just with one little event. Actually, it wasn't a little event. We started with an event with James Redfield, who wrote the Celestine Prophecy, and then his wife, Sally Redfield, who did the Celestine Meditations. And then we just started to grow exponentially, and this was in 1995. And we just started to talk to more and more authors until here we were creating these huge events. And now we have an event called Celebrate Your Life. And we started Celebrate Your Life in 2002. And the Celebrate Your Life conference features over 25 of the world's top spiritual visionaries from all over the world brought together for an amazing 4 days. We did the first one in Scottsdale in 2002 to a sold-out crowd. And then in 2006, we started one in Chicago as well. So we do the event in Arizona and Chicago, and people travel from all over the world to attend Celebrate Your Life because it really brings together, you know, the who's who of, I like to say, it's sort of a live Oprah Winfrey show because it really brings together all of those fantastic speakers and authors that Ms. Winfrey has on her show, The Oprah Winfrey Show, back then, and now, of course, Super Soul Sunday. So for the upcoming Celebrate Your Life conference in November, we have, again, the who's who of the spiritual visionaries in the world. And we have Yadla Van Zandt, who, as you all know, has her own television show on the Oprah Winfrey Network called Yadla Fix My Life. Marianne Williamson is going to be there. Neil Donald Walsh, who wrote Conversations with God. Bruce Lipton, Greg Braden, Don Miguel Ruiz, Jean Houston, James Redfield, Dr. Joe Dispenza, Denise Lynn, Colette Baron-Reed, John Holland, the Beckwiths, Reverend Michael Beckwith and Ricky will be there, Anita Morjani, Joan Borsenko, Chris Grasso, Barbara Marks Hubbard, oh my goodness, Dan Millman, Ariel Ford, Dr. Sue Warner, I think you get the picture. So we're doing this in November in Phoenix, on November 6th through 9th. And visit our website for more information at www.celebrateyourlife.org. And Dr. Wayne Dyer was slated once again to be at Celebrate Your Life in Phoenix. Wayne has been a mainstay keynote speaker for us at Celebrate Your Life at every single one that we've done in Phoenix since 2002, since we created Celebrate Your Life. And before that, Wayne was with us doing, when before we created Celebrate Your Life, we would do an event once a month. And Wayne, of course, was there during those events as well and doing single events. So my mom and I have quite a history with Wayne, and my mom transitioned in 2009, and Wayne was right there supporting me and helping me through my mom's passing. And he said something to me really profound that has stuck with me, and especially stuck with me today when we're all working through Wayne's transition. He said to me very strongly, "Liz, I absolutely know that no one dies before their time." And I tried to argue with him, and I said, "But what about kids? My mom, she really wasn't ready." And he said, "No, Liz, hear me. No one dies before that time." And it just comforted me and was just so helpful for my heart and to soothe me at that time. So we're going to talk about Wayne, and we have a special guest here joining us to help us talk about Wayne, who is also a dear friend as well, who loved and adored Wayne. And I'm going to welcome to the show best-selling author and world-renowned spiritual medium, the amazing Lisa Williams. Lisa, are you there? Okay, not quite yet. But I know she's on the phone line waiting to join us. So we will just talk a little bit until we can get her patched through. So Wayne was one of those amazing...
Hey.
Oh, there she is. Yes.
Hey.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, doing better than when we talked on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Oh, my gosh. We were really in shock. We were just out of our bodies in shock when we found out.
Yeah, and you actually broke the news to me, and I was driving, and I ended up driving 40 miles out of my way in that numb state. And I kept hearing these words that kept thinking, what is a world without Wayne? And that's what kept coming in my head. What is a world without Wayne? Because, you know, in my mind, you know, we see all of these on Facebook. Let's talk social media for a moment. You know, when we look at Facebook, we see all of these inspirational quotes, and, you know, somewhere there's always Wayne. Always there's a Wayne Dyer quote, which in my world, and certainly as I've been going through some hard times, you know, as we all do, those inspirational quotes just, you know, you hold on to them. You put them on your phone. You put them in, you know, on anywhere you can look at, just to kind of give you a memory that things are going to be okay, a reminder that things are going to be okay.
Yes. Yes, and he was one of these, you know, amazing friends and teachers and in the world that always he always had the next, like, just the right thing to say. He just always knew what right thing to say. And so, you know, amidst all of this, like, sadness, and here we are, he was going to be at Celebrate Your Life, and I'll talk about that a little bit later in the show, but we're creating a beautiful Celebrating the Life and teachings of Wayne Dyer. We need to continue his teachings. They're so crucial to the world, and millions of people all over the world have been impacted by his life and his teachings, and not just that, but I'm so amazed by his transition of how many people are, like, showing up in the most magnificent way. So I want to ask you something. So here I am, and I'm crying, and I'm all upset, and I'm like, oh my God, my friend Wayne, you know, over 16 years and all of this, and I had this vision. I mean, I literally had this vision of during his transition, and when he's going to, you know, into the spirit world, that all of these angels and all of these spirit guides and all of these beautiful light beings are like applauding, and they're all applauding, going, oh my God, great job, Wayne Dyer. What a great job you did in this lifetime. We are so proud of you. What a wonderful job you did in impacting positively you know, the lives of millions and millions of people and what you did for humanity. And I keep, and I feel it. I mean, I've got such goosebumps of the angels just applauding and going, yay, we're so proud of you. Wonderful job in this lifetime. So as a spiritual medium, do things like that really happen?
You know, I believe so, because we're all greeted by our loved ones, and we're greeted by those who we didn't know on the earth, same be our guides and everything else. And, you know, I absolutely agree that there is the greeting, the welcoming committee, who are going to applaud us, who are going to say, you know what, you did a phenomenal job. And we all have to, we have to go through our life review. And Wayne was human, after all, with these profound teachings. And in many ways, having known Wayne and sat with him and spoken with him, I do believe that there were a lot of stuff that was channeled through him. And maybe he didn't realize it, or maybe he did, I don't know. But I do believe that we are greeted by spirit. And they do tell us, they say, you know, that was a phenomenal job, you did really well. And I do believe that it was Wayne's calling on this earth plane to change lives in such a profound way. And so I do absolutely agree that he's going to be greeted by a welcoming committee and and, you know, cheering him on and everything else.
And can you just see that? I mean, because he had so many applause here in the earth plane.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right? And I can just feel like all of those in spirit just applauding, saying, what an amazing job you did in this lifetime. Look
yeah.
what you gave to humanity. And I feel like his soul and his spirit, and of course I don't know any of this, I'm just, you know, imagining this and just a feeling I have, who knows, right? That even in his soul and his spirit feels so joyful and at peace, contribution and his teachings to the world and people's lives and making this earth plane so much easier for millions of lives that he touched.
Absolutely. And, you know, the last conversation I had with Wayne was 2 years ago. And it goes back to what you said about, you know, when he was talking to you about your mom. We had this whole conversation, this profound conversation, about, he actually did say, he said, I don't believe that you go when you're ready to go. You go when you're timed up. You know, there's no change in that. And I remember him saying, this to me, he's like, and I don't even know how we got on the conversation, but he's like, oh, I think it was because we were talking about my near-death experience. And he said, you know what, Lisa, he said, when it comes, he said, it's going to be the right time for me as well. And, you know, again, it's not something you want to think about, but he was just so open in that respect,
yeah.
You know, certainly to those he met. Certainly to me, you know, who knows what's behind closed doors, but I can't imagine him being any different, because what you see is what you get with Wayne, and that's the one thing that shocked me. And I just had to share this one thing about Wayne, because it was so funny. My dad is the ultimate biggest skeptic going. I mean, the biggest. I call him the septic skeptic, honestly.
Yes.
He's such a skeptic. But I did the Hay House cruise a few years ago, and Wayne was on there. And I never forget, my dad got up early, early, early one Sunday morning. He said, think I'm going to see that man that looks a bit like me. And I went, what? He said, you know, that man that walks around with no shoes on stage. I went, oh, you mean Wayne? Wayne Dyer. And he went, yeah, he said. And so off he went, my dad, on his own to see Wayne Dyer. And my dad will tell this story all day long. He's like, I never forget Wayne standing on stage. You know, he had his flip-flops on and his shorts, and he was going out and doing this. And he was talking so much truth. He said, and it was everything I believed in, but I couldn't put into words. And he said, and he put it into words in such an eloquent way that I got it. He said he put it in a way that I just understood it. He said, maybe it wasn't the greatest English, maybe it wasn't this. He said, but he made it so we could all understand. And I went, wow. And my dad was like, and my dad will tell you this story. And he said he owes it to Wayne for opening his eyes to the possibilities beyond what we can imagine.
Wow. And I love that, you know, what I noticed, you know, through working with him from all these years is that he crossed barriers. So people who were skeptical, people who weren't necessarily into, you know, entrenched in spirituality, everyone could resonate with some piece of his material. So it crossed lines, you know, for you know, people that are more skeptical or aren't into this, so to speak, or aren't into personal development. There was just something for everyone. I mean, who doesn't resonate with "Don't die with your music still in you," right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of his famous quotes, "Don't die with your music still in you." So that's his work was just so, you know, mainstream and also very deep. You know,
yes.
he would go into those places of, you know, when he was talking about the book "I Am That." I'll never forget when he started talking about that on stage. There is a book called "I Am That," and it is a very, very deep, not easy book to get through. And it talks about the depth of consciousness, and it's written by Sri Nasagaranda or something or other.
Mm-hmm.
Mom had that book, and I remember her telling me, you know, before she transitioned, how difficult that book was. And so he could go to those depths and talk about the concepts and the, you know, consciousness and light and peace and joy, and then talk to someone who had no clue about spirituality. And that's what,
yes.
He's magic. I mean, he was absolutely magic.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well,
absolutely.
Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today. I really, really appreciate you coming on the show just for a few minutes. I know you were tight on time. So I really appreciate you popping into the show today. Thank you.
You're welcome. And, you know, I just want to say a lot of love to Wayne's family. And Liz, I think what you're doing with Celebrate Your Life with Wayne, and I'm sorry I can't be there, but, you know, I think it's amazing. So I'm there with you in spirit.
Oh, thank you. Maybe we'll Skype you in, Lisa.
Maybe.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Thank you so
day.
Much. All right, that was Lisa Williams joining us, internationally renowned spiritual medium, and I just adore Lisa and her work, and you can check out her website at lisawilliams.com. She's just a wonderful, wonderful presenter and teacher and friend. And for those of you just joining us, I'm Liz Dawn, and we're talking about Wayne Dyer, and I do want to share with you what we are planning to do at this upcoming Celebrate Your Life conference for Wayne. As you know, he was slated to be one of our main keynote presenters. And instead of giving his speaking slot time to another speaker, our team sat down and got very, very clearly that we want to create a Celebrating the Life and Teachings of Wayne Dyer program. So what we plan on doing at the beginning of the program is to talk about Wayne, his work, honor him. And then we're selecting about 4 or 5 of the teachers, the spiritual teachers that are already coming to Celebrate Your Life, take one of his books and do a teaching from it, because we feel it's extremely important to carry on Wayne's teaching. His entire life was devoted to teaching humanity how to live a life of integrity with an open-hearted compassion and live a life of joy. And we feel extremely compelled to do this, and we know it's very important. So I know that right now Anita Morjani, who spent the last 2 weeks of Wayne's life with him touring Australia, and very interestingly, they were talking about, as most of you know, Anita talks about her near-death experience and her miracle healing, and they talk about death and dying, and that was kind of the focus of the program that they were just talking about in Australia, and Wayne came home from Australia and then transitioned, so I find that very interesting. But Anita is going to be one of the teachers that will be taking one of his books, Wishes Fulfilled, and she'll be teaching from that, from the program as well. So I thought that was really beautiful. And I just have, we've got another guest on the phone, but I've got 2 very quick Wayne Dyer stories that I just need to share with you. So Wayne Dyer, my last birthday, my birthday's in the summertime, and it's here in Phoenix, Arizona, and it's extremely hot. And so last birthday, Wayne Dyer sent me $1,000. And he had gotten wind that on my birthday I had planned to go to downtown Phoenix, because as I said, it's very hot here, and get my team, my Mishka team together, and feed the homeless and bring them cold water and bring them toiletries and socks and underwear and all those things. And so he got wind of it and sent me a $1,000 check to donate to our cause, what we were doing. And I called him, and I was crying, and I was like, Wayne, I can't believe you did this. I can't believe you did this. And he shared with me that every birthday he takes a few $1,000 and just goes and hands out $20 to $100 bills to homeless people in need. And every single birthday he did that very privately. So he was so honored to be a part of this, and I was so tickled that he did that. At any rate, we have on the phone line right now Edie Weinstein. And Edie is a journalist, and she's also a radio host on VividLife.me as well. And it's such a joy to welcome Edie, because she did an interview with Wayne Dyer, I believe it was 1989. So welcome to the show, Edie Weinstein.
Thanks, Liz. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, it's so wonderful.
My voice is a little scratchy today. Thank you. Yeah, I did an interview with Wayne in 1989 when my husband and I were the publishers of Visions Magazine, and we've interviewed some amazing movers and shakers, and I have to say that Wayne was one of my favorites for a lot of reasons.
Yes.
And I loved being there at the beginning and watching his career evolve. Like most of us, Your Erroneous Zones was my entree into his work. And I was a psychology student, and I found that back then, Wayne was more psychologically oriented and not as deeply spiritually oriented as he's since become. So when I did the interview, I was asking him a lot of psychological and spiritual questions. And what he was talking about was, in the beginning, he felt that he was naturally drawn to speaking and writing. They were two areas of his life that he adored, that he felt like he was born to do. And he said, and I'm just going to quote from the interview, "Whoever I am seems to come out. It's like I have unclogged myself of all the negativity and judgments and any imbalance. I totally trust. It's like surrendering to know that everything is going to be just fine. And when I'm writing, it just pours out." And then I'd asked him, you know, is it because the words come from inside of us? And his response was, "I don't know if it comes from inside. It sounds right. What I'm saying right now are just words and ideas. I don't own them. It's like a tunnel thing. The metaphor I like to use is that of a dial on a radio." And, of course, we're, you know, on a radio show here. He says, "As you go up and down the dial, you can move from rock music to country music to talk radio to shock radio to classical music. Just because you're listening to one station, that doesn't mean that the others aren't playing at the same time. You can tune in anywhere at any time you want to. We're constantly deciding at what vibration we're going to tune ourselves." Now, does that sound like the Wayne Dyer we know and love?
Oh, my God, absolutely. Edie, let me ask you something. Do you have that interview posted anywhere, Facebook or
anything? I have parts of it. What I can do, Liz, is I have the paper copy of it. I can photocopy it and either mail it or fax it to you so you can have the whole thing. It doesn't scan in really well. It's, you know, it's kind of a dog-eared copy of the magazine. So if you want, I can physically mail it or fax it to you.
Well, thinking that, you know, it would be lovely for his fans to see that and maybe transcribe it, put it on the Internet somewhere so we can all enjoy it. Maybe on your – do you have a website, Edie?
I do, but I have parts of it on my Facebook page. That's what I'm reading from.
So
what I can do is just pull excerpts out. But if you want physically the whole thing, I can mail you.
That's,
I don't know if I have more than one copy
of
the magazine.
Thank you. So what was your greatest lesson
from Wayne,
with Wayne that you learned from Wayne Dyer?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to fast forward and say that I was at Celebrate Your Life in 2011, and I heard him speak there. And I wrote an article called Snow in Sedona, because I was in Sedona right afterwards, and it snowed that day. But he talked about extraordinary awareness. And the presentation was called Mastering the Art of Manifestation. And he talked about the two words, I am, that anything that follows it. Now, this is not a new idea, obviously. It's biblical. But what we say after those two words means the whole world. You know, I am sick. Of course, you're going to feel sick. I am tired. You know, I'm sick and tired of it, you know. So one of the things that you remember that he said that, that anything we say is given that much more oomph, that much more power. Now, I remember that day he was talking about leukemia. From what I understand from one of his daughters, that's not how his life ended.
No, that is
that
not.
That the leukemia was gone.
No.
The other thing he said to me, and I've interviewed him like 2 or 3 times, but the second time I think I interviewed him was after he had a heart attack and after his marriage had crumbled and he was major life transition. And he said to me, I don't do heart attacks. You know, what is this? You know, where did this come from? So when I had a heart attack a year ago, I thought about Wayne. And I said, okay, I don't do heart attacks. This is an event in my life. How am I going to get past it? So he showed me how to get past life stuff happening. That was one of the biggest lessons that I learned from him. And I met him for the first time at Celebrate Your Life, and he came down off stage, and we hugged, and it was a brief encounter. We didn't have a lot of time together, but he was incredibly present. And
yes.
I feel that presence now. I was not close to him like a lot of you are, but there was enough Wayne to go around for everybody.
It doesn't
so
matter.
That's what I take with me.
He had such an impact. You know, people say to me, oh, but I wasn't, you know, close to him or something like that. But we still feel the loss of his physical presence here, absolutely.
Right.
And, of course, we
yeah.
know on a spiritual level that he's here. And that, as I was describing to Lisa before, the angels and the spirit guides were, everybody was applauding. So, yeah.
Yep.
All right, so
yep.
we've got another caller on the line,
go for it.
Edie. But thank you so much for calling again. Again, we've been with journalist Edie Weinstein. She has a show on Vivid Life. She's just a fantastic writer. By the way, I've never shared that with you, Edie. I love your articles. You have such a gift with the English language. It's just beautiful. So check
thank
out
you.
Her website. It's Edie Weinstein, and find her on Facebook. Thank you again for joining us. Okay, and I think we've got time just for maybe 2 more minutes for one more caller, and I really have to take this caller because he is a speaker at our event. He wrote the book Indie Spiritualist, A No-Bullshit Exploration of Spirituality, and his latest book. And he will be a speaker at this year's Celebrate Your Life conference, so I'd love to welcome Chris Grasso to the show.
Hey, Liz. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, hey, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. Apologies. I'm in the middle of a horrible cold and bronchitis, but I saw your post today that you were speaking about Wayne, and I felt compelled to call in. So thanks for taking the call.
Well, we've got a couple of minutes left, so why don't you share with us your story about Wayne Dyer and how he impacted your life?
Yeah, it was really big for me. It was very, very early in my spiritual experience and development. Shortly after finding Eckhart Tolle and The Power of Now, I actually found Wayne's audiobook, The Secrets of the Power of Intention, I believe it was called. And I listened to that so many times, and it was very big for me. What resonated for me deeply with that was how he was able to bring all these different traditions and ideas into the center, and in that center was heart and love and unity. And I know that might sound a bit cliche for people, but like that's what he did for me. And that was really huge. And I remember seeing he did a live talk not that long ago. I mean, years ago, but my parents and I went and saw he was doing this live presentation and they were airing it in a number of different theaters throughout the country. And I remember at the end of it, that's when he announced that he had first found out he had leukemia.
Mm.
And that was, it was heavy to hear, as I know you
right.
can relate to. But what I remember from that was him saying, like, and so this is what I have, and it's not affecting me, you know, in a negative way. I'm going to work through this, and let's do this journey together. And that was really important. And,
absolutely.
Those kinds of persevering ideas have stuck with me to this day.
Oh, Chris, thank you so much for sharing. That is so beautiful. And I know that you've had your own personal life struggles of being an addict and coming through it and especially resonating with Wayne because, as you know, Wayne was in program, was in AA for
right.
many, many years and was clean
yeah.
and sober himself. So, Chris,
yeah.
thank you much for joining us on the show, and I can't wait to see you at Celebrate Your Life in November.
I can't wait. Thank you, Liz. I can't wait to
all
see
right.
you too.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
that was
you.
Chris Grasso, and he again is a speaker at this year's Celebrate Your Life conference. And our website is www.celebrateyourlife.org. And please come join us because we're going to have such an amazing celebration of Wayne's life. And I'm encouraging everyone to wear shorts, T-shirts, and Birkenstocks and little black berets like Wayne did to that presentation. I think that should be the attire for it. We're running short on time today, but thank you all so much for joining us, and it's such an honor to be with you today and to talk about Wayne and the amazing impact he had on so many lives in the world. And we will absolutely keep him and his teachings alive at Celebrate Your Life and throughout all of our Mishka programs. I think his concepts and our teachings are crucial for the world to live, you know, in peace and in unity. And Wayne Dyer, I'm sending you all of my love, and thank you for what you have given and contributed to our world. This is Liz Dawn with the Celebrate Your Life radio show, and we're signing off until next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, our website is celebrateyourlife.org.
Celebrate!
Thanks for listening to Celebrate Your Life with Liz Dawn on vividlife.me. Be sure to tune in each week for soul-nourishing, life-enriching conversations that will bring you love, healing, transformation, and honor your spirit.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Celebrate!
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers? Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.